This is episode 1086. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to our final episode in the series we've been exploring this week. We've been exploring happiness. And this is the final episode in this 7-part series. So we've explored it for a week. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique in every single episode. And the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore for a week. And as I mentioned, in this series, we've been exploring happiness. So you're going to discover a technique to help you reflect on happiness in your life. And if you're just joining us and you haven't listened to any of the previous episodes, no worries. You can join in any episode you want. The meditation techniques don't follow any kind of sequence. Each one is customized for the weekly theme, but you can listen to them independently. So you might really love breathing techniques, and so I always share a breathing technique on Tuesday. Or you might love affirmations, and I always share an affirmation on a Monday. You might be interested in the herbal tea I share with you, and that's always on a Friday. So you will soon become familiar with the different techniques I share each day. So there's a theme each week and a theme for each day. As we end a series, I always encourage you to reward yourself for all you've been doing for yourself as you've explored these techniques throughout your week. And I encourage you to do that by getting out and walking, connecting with your environment. And if you can walk in nature, that's fantastic. You might live in a city, and that's fine. You might be walking among buildings with traffic roaring by you, and that's fine too, because walking meditations allow you to take your meditation off your cushion and into your daily life. So you don't have to do a walking meditation as you do the technique I'll share with you, because I know it's not always easy to get out in nature or out in your neighborhood, wherever you live, to walk. The weather might not be the greatest. It might be too early or too late for you to do so. And in that case, I always recommend that you open up a window or door in the space where you normally meditate. This really takes your meditation to the next level. So try this and see how you feel as you meditate. Now, the reason I share a reflection meditation in the final episode of each series is because there's research that shows when you track your progress, when you're trying to acquire a particular quality or habit, and this week you focused on happiness, and when you notice what worked well for you and areas where you might need to improve, this is valuable information that your brain processes, and it helps to synthesize your experience. So many successful people do this kind of tracking. They do it daily or weekly or monthly, or anytime they're focused with intention on pursuing a goal or doing any kind of self-improvement. So this is a habit I'd love to share with you, and that's why I share it every single Saturday as you meditate. So as you settle yourself into your meditation, or as you go out walking, doing a walking meditation, focus on what worked well for you this week. When you focused on happiness. And again, if you're just joining us, think about the week you just experienced and the times where you felt happy or a sense of joy. And think about what it was that you did to create this happiness. Because happiness doesn't usually just happen. There's some kind of momentum or action you've taken to initiate the happiness. So think about what made you happy this week. And then you'll want to think about what you did that didn't work so well. It could even have had the opposite effect. Maybe you were trying to connect with someone to bring you happiness and they weren't so receptive. Or maybe you thought something would make you really happy, but you found out it really wasn't what you thought it would be. So think about what didn't work. Maybe you did the breathing technique and it just didn't seem to resonate with you. Or maybe it worked incredibly well and you're going to do it now. Every morning you wake up as you focus on the affirmation, combining it with the breathing technique we did. So think about what worked well and what just didn't work so well. And then think about what you could do to improve happiness, how you respond to it, how you make sure that you cultivate happiness in your life. I give you a lot of credit for all you're doing for yourself. Just by being here, you've already created a shift in the way you think about your life. Opening up, being receptive to something new as you focus on happiness. So I honor you for what you're doing for yourself, and I enjoyed sharing this series with you. If you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I take you through these techniques and guide you, and this helps you to experience the meditation on a deeper level, I offer that on my website at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, OM. And there you'll find a subscription membership site where you can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free, and you get access to over 1,000 meditations. And you also get a guide with all the techniques I've shared with you for each week, as well as a journal, so you could even go a little deeper with your meditation ritual. Again, that's at sipandom.com. Now I encourage you to sit in stillness, focusing on happiness. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.